You're listening to Soap Dirt, the latest in television entertainment news.
Hey there, NBC Days of Our Lives fans. It's Soap Dirt at YouTube, and we want to talk about whether or not Gabby Hernandez's exit is going to come at a wrecked wedding to Stefan. She is gearing up to leave. Camila Baines has already stopped filming, so her final episode is coming in just a few months. But everybody wants to know, how will Gabby Hernandez leave the scene? And we have got something very important for you to consider. If you haven't already, reach down, click that subscribe button so you don't miss any of our Days of Our Lives spoilers, casting news, all the stuff you need to know about your favorite NBC Peacock soap. So what we're wondering here, and what we've been debating in the writing room at Soap Dirt, is whether Gabby Hernandez's farewell will come on her wedding day. If you think back to the first time that Gabby Hernandez married Stefan DiMera, that was when Tyler Christopher was in the role, they were not head over heels in love. In fact, it was a partnership. It was about getting ahead in business, and that's why they got married. But then that drive for business and just rubbing each other the wrong way led to rubbing each other the right way. And then they fell in love. And it was very sweet. They fell head over heels in love. That wedding ceremony was at Shea DiMera. It was at the DiMera Mansion. And they had Ben Weston and Sierra Brady there as their witnesses. But it was not a big fancy wedding. It wasn't a big DiMera to-do. And this time, we kind of expect for Gabby and Stefan to want something splashier, since they are completely in love this time that they're going to be at the altar, which is very different from last time. Stefan did say he wants to get married as soon as possible. Part of that, again, is back to their drive to take over corporate stuff, but we have to wonder if Gabby will give in to his request for an ASAP wedding, or if she will want to have the wedding of her dreams, because she's got the man of her dreams and she wants this to be her last wedding ever. And recall, not too long ago, she had a big wedding to Lee Shin. That was, of course, a disaster because everything came out right after they said, "I do." And the fact is, Gabby Hernandez may want to outshine that ceremony, to push it from her mind. And that might be what Stefan DiMera wants. He might want to show that he's got a bigger wedding ceremony than Lee to offer her, you know? So I tend to think that, despite saying ASAP wedding, I'm really wondering if the exit is going to come at the wedding and give them time to do something big and do a lot of planning. Also remember, Stefan's mom, Vivian Alamein, hits Salem around the time that Gabby leaves. So they overlapped a little in their shooting. So we do know that Vivian's scenes, and I don't know if she leaves at the same time as Gabby, but I do know that she was filming scenes, and I believe she filmed scenes after Gabby left, after Camila Baines wrapped her run as Gabby as well. So Vivian hit Salem a little before Gabby leaves. So we have to wonder if his mom is somehow part of the reason that Gabby goes, and if she blows up their big wedding day. The official spoilers for the return of Vivian Alamein say that she has some interest in the family business and she wants to make power moves to help Stefan grab the reins of his father's business. So, and then Lord Sebastian Alamein hits Salem this week, and there is some speculation and some spoilers that he is maybe there doing advanced work for Vivian, who is likely is either his mother or his aunt. We don't know yet because he is a newer Alamein that they invented for Days of Our Lives Beyond Salem Chapter 1. So his character history is kind of a question mark right now. We don't know who among Vivian's generation of Alamein's spawned this guy. So the bottom line is, it's just really hard to picture Gabby Hernandez walking away from Stefan DiMera willingly. You know what I mean? So we have to speculate. There's a couple of things that could happen, and we're going to talk about those right now. If you haven't already, reach down, click that subscribe button so you don't miss any of our Days of Our Lives spoilers, updates, casting news, all your favorite stuff about your favorite NBC Peacock soap. So there's a couple of ways that this could go. is that Vivian could harass Gabby and somehow blackmail her or leverage her into running away and leaving Stefan at the altar. Vivian could do something scary to Sunny and Will and Ariana so that Gabby has to leave town to go protect her baby daddies and her little girl. That's one way it could go. Vivian could have Gabby flat out kidnapped so that Stefan is standing at the altar looking pitiful and deciding that Gabby didn't love him enough to marry him. Vivian could even conjure up some sort of note where Gabby has said, I don't love you, I don't want you, I'm leaving town, don't look for me. And she could just simply have the bride kidnapped. Another thing that would be really interesting is if, given that Ben and Sierra were their witnesses, it would kind of be interesting to sort of do a circular homage back around to the big wedding day of Ben and Sierra, where Eve Donovan blew up the church. Do you remember that? She blew up the church so she could kidnap Ben Weston because she was trying to brainwash him back into being the necktie killer. And Ron Carlovati, who's the head writer and showrunner of Days, didn't earn the name Reron for nothing. He loves to recycle plots. And so would he blow up another church wedding? Sure, of course he'd do it. If he blew up the church wedding of Gabby and Stefan, then she could be, you know, missing, presumed dead with her body never found. And we could find out years later if Camilla Baynes decides to come back or if they decide to recast the role that she survived, she crawled away, she had amnesia, you know, stuff like that. There's definitely plenty of room, but I certainly hope that when Gabby Hernandez leaves Salem, that she does not go out with a whimper, but with a bang, and something big happens, because otherwise she would never willingly leave Stefan DiMera. He's her heart.
Thank you for being a loyal listener. Follow us wherever you get your podcast, because you don't want to miss the next episode. Soap Dirt is on all the major podcast platforms, including Apple Podcast, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and more.